Welcome to Module 2 of Microsoft Virtual Academy training today. During the Module 1, we talked about the fundamental things of how to become a power user of Visio 2013. And now, in the Module 2, we'll talk about Hyperleak a little bit. So, Scott, could you share with us what we can do with the Visio and the Hyperleaks there?
Absolutely. One of the things that differentiates Visio from other drawing products, as I mentioned in the previous module, is the ability to add data to shapes and to be able to use that data in lots of interesting and productive ways. For me, probably the second most powerful way to enhance a drawing, to turn a diagram into something that's much more important and significant in an organization, is to add hyperlinks. Many of you have probably explored hyperlinks, added hyperlinks to a web page or added hyperlinks to a document. I'm not going to talk about web pages today. Pretty much everybody knows how to link to a web page. But what I want to do is show you some of the more interesting things that you can do with hyperlinks to really plumb and get more out of Visio and out of a Visio diagram. To do that, what we're going to look at is three main types of hyperlinks that you can create. We're going to link to another page in a Visio diagram. So a link on one shape and on one page leads you to another page. We're going to extend that to let you create a hyperlink that leads you to a specific shape on the target page. And we'll even zoom in or zoom out on that target shape. The second main topic is to look at creating links to documents. But we're not going to stop with just creating a link to a Word document or an Excel workbook. We're actually going to show you how to create links that, when someone follows them, opens the document at a specific place, which is where really a lot of the power comes in. Just let me put this thought in your mind. You're creating a process map. It's a human resources process. You've got a human resources policy manual that's 192 pages long. The last thing you want to do is create 17 hyperlinks in your process map that all open that document at the table of contents, leaving the reader to figure out what page is relevant or what section of a page is relevant within that 197-page document. So keep that thought in the back of your mind when we get to that second main topic. And then the third topic is perhaps a little more obscure or less frequently usable, but very cool and very helpful, and that's the ability to create a hyperlink from a shape in a Visio diagram to an email address. What's going to happen when we do that? Hold that thought and we'll show you exactly that. Let's start with the first of those topics. Let's create links from a shape on one page in a Visio diagram to other pages and other shapes within that same diagram. What I have open is a Visio document that is a flowchart. You can see that it's a part of a human resources process, the recruiting process. The flowchart itself is pretty straightforward. We've got a hiring need. We have a hiring request that we log in our database. We write a job description. We advertise. We interview candidates and so forth. And ultimately, we end up with a candidate saying yes, and we've filled our open position. Now, I opened this diagram using a particular theme because this is one of the new kinds of themes in Visio 2013. They look hand-drawn. They look like you were creating this flowchart on a whiteboard. I love this notion, especially for something like process diagrams or network diagrams that are anything that's a work in progress. I love that I can create professional-looking diagrams in Visio. Very good stuff. But if I want you to be working with me to think about this process and think how we can map out a new process, a new way of doing work, the last thing I want to do is present you with a professional-looking diagram that looks like it's finished. So what do I do instead? When I'm working with clients, I use one of these sketchy, hand-drawn kind of themes so that my diagram looks just like what you see on the screen. It looks like a work in progress. As soon as we're finished, once we have a consensus on the process, great, I just go to the Design tab, and I'm going to pick, how about this theme? This is one called Ion, if I hover over it. And now suddenly I've turned my sketchy whiteboard drawing into a professional-looking flowchart. So just a quick aside, nothing to do with hyperlinks, but I just wanted to put that there for you to realize that those themes do exist. So what are we going to do here? Well, I've got a second page in this particular flowchart. There's not much intelligence on this page, I will freely admit, but I've got a couple of shapes here. They're on page 2. Let's go back to page 1. Let's say that I want to create a link from this log hiring request shape to page two. I can either right click and choose hyperlink from the menu. So you can see that hyperlink choice there. Or I can type Control K. That keyboard shortcut is the common shortcut throughout most of the Office applications for opening the hyperlink dialog that's appropriate for that particular application. In this case, we see the Visio hyperlink dialog. Now, I will tell you right now, give a little confidence, right? Kind of an aside. I don't like the Visio hyperlink dialog. As much as I love Visio and I live my life around Visio, this is one piece I don't really like. It's okay, but hyperlinking in Visio is so powerful, and this dialog kind of hides some of the good stuff. So what I'm going to do is show you where that good stuff resides. At the top of the hyperlink dialog is the address bar. I'm going to click the Browse button. I'm offered two choices. I can either browse to an internet address, a web page, either in the public web or on an intranet, for example, or I can browse to a local file. Now, this is a minor but important point, I think. Local file is bad word choice, I think, in this hyperlink dialog. The file that I link to does not have to be local. It can be on some server, you know, half a continent away on the other side of the planet, a SharePoint server somewhere, who knows? It doesn't matter to me where it is. It does not need to be local. The word file is the important part there. So if you want to link to any document or any file anywhere, you're going to click the Browse button and select the lower entry that says Local File. So let's do that. Browse, Local File. And yes, the first thing that opens is the open dialog that allows me to look at my local hard drive, but I can certainly go anywhere else, my SharePoint site, anything else that I'd like. For this particular demonstration, my documents are local. I've got a folder here that says Documents. I double click. I'm sorry, I'm not linking to a document, am I? I got tied up in my own discussion of the file entry. That first browse button is the one that lets you look outside. We want to look inside. So pardon me, let's do this. Let's look at the second browse button, the one next to the sub-address box. Kind of cryptically named, but what this will do when I click Browse is present me with a list of the pages, a drop-down of the pages in this document. So you have to know to click Browse next to sub-address, and then you can choose a page. If you know the page name, which is not hard to figure out, you can just look at the page name tab. If you already know the page name, you can just type it in. But I'm not that great a typist, so I tend to like drop-downs, so I'm here. I'm going to choose page-2, and then click OK. Those other entries we'll come back to. Notice that the sub-address field now does contain page-2. As I say, I could have typed that in. I will click OK. And now, let's zoom in a little bit on this part of the diagram. And you'll notice when I roll the cursor over that shape, there is a change in the look of the cursor. It now moves to, well, the zoom doesn't let me show you that, but the cursor, the arrow, now has a little globe symbol with a chain link, the classic Office product hyperlink symbol. And the pop-up text says page 2, Control plus click to follow the link. So let's do that. Hold down the Control key, click, and it took me to page 2. So as advertised, a page-to-page hyperlink is that easy to create. Click the button next to sub-address, select the page name from the drop-down.
It looks like a great way how to create probably drill-down diagrams if you need several layers, right?
Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, that would be a perfect application. If we go back to page 1 here, let's say that the process by which we interview candidates, there's a whole sub-process that we need to define behind that. That would be the perfect case. I would put a hyperlink that leads me to the page where the sub-process is defined, and there's that drill-down that you were talking about. So that's a perfect application for this sort of page-to-page hyperlink. Or in a network diagram, I might have a topology diagram with servers located on it to show the physical connectivity, but I might want to also show the server rack in the various closets where those servers physically live. So I might have a hyperlink on the server on the topology diagram that leads me to the rack diagram and shows me exactly which server we're talking about. So Perfect
will
use.
Will it work if we publish the diagram somewhere in the SharePoint or Office 365 or et cetera? Should we do something specific to make it happen?
Nope, you don't. That's the nice thing. Page-to-page links like this, you don't need to do anything. You just create them, publish your document, you're good. Any publishing receptor that honors the hyperlinks, which is certainly anything within the Office suite, and even PDF to a large extent. Most hyperlinks, page-to-page links work fine in PDFs. Works great. So that's an example. Now, I alluded to being able to link to a specific shape. So let's go back to page 2. And just to make this shape obvious, let's just pick this one. I'm going to right-click, choose Styles, and I'm going to make this particular shape look different. Let's apply, how about this sort of theme? Not bright necessarily, but it's at least a little bit more, it's visually different from the others. This particular shape is the one we want to create a link to. So my goal is to be able to link not just to this page, but to this particular green shape, and preferably have Visio zoom in automatically for me so that the end result of following the link is a shape front and center. To do that, you need to draw back to one of the topics we talked about in Module 1, which is the Developer tab, because there's a button on the Developer tab that lets me find a key piece of information I need to do what I've described. If we look at the Developer tab, let me select this green shape first. If we click on the Developer tab, there's a button that says Shape Name. What I need to get is the internal shape name for this green rectangle so that we can link to it. I'm going to click Shape Name, and we see actually several different things here. We see an ID number of 4. We see the master from which this particular shape instance was derived. We see that it is a shape. It's not a group. It's not a master. It's a shape. And we also see the name process.4. So that's an internal code name for this particular shape. One other comment I want to make at this point is that every object in a Visio drawing is referred to for historical reasons within Visio as a sheet. And any object can be referred to by its sheet name or sheet ID. And that is specifically the word sheet, dot, a point, followed by the ID number. So if we look back at the screen, this shape is on one hand known as process.4, you see that text highlighted, but either from programming or from the shape sheet or as we're about to do, I can also refer to this shape as sheet.4 using that ID number from the top of the screen, the top of that window. So that's the hidden information we need to accomplish what we want. Let's go back to page 1, go back to our interview candidate's shape. I put it on log hiring request. Forgot where I put my hyperlink. Let's control K to open the hyperlink dialog. And we see that we still have this link here. I'm going to click browse. We see page 2. That's was there from before. It's right here next to shape where I'm going to use the information we just gained. I'm going to type sheet.4. If I type the wrong ID, hyperlink won't work. It'll still go to that page, but it won't know what to do once it gets there. The third option here in this hyperlink sub-dialog says zoom, and there is a drop-down that says default. If I leave it at default zoom, when someone follows my hyperlink, they will see this page at whatever zoom level it was most recently viewed. So if I had previously zoomed way in or way out, that's the zoom level at which I see it. But what this drop-down also gives me is the ability to be specific, and let's do that. I'm going to choose 200%. So in essence, what I'm telling Visio is when someone follows this hyperlink, go to page 2, put sheet 4 in the center of the window, and zoom in to 200%. Let's click OK. Click OK. And just to prove the point, let's go back to page 2. We're seeing full page view here. On page 1, now let's follow our hyperlink. So control click. And lo and behold, that green rectangle is now center of the screen. And if we look down in the lower right-hand corner, we see that we are indeed zoomed in at 200%. So why would you do this? Because you're taking somebody to a page that has a lot on it, and you want to be able to focus them on a particular part of the page. We use this in process maps all the time where we want to focus somebody on a particular task in certain circumstances. Certain hyperlinks will lead to that task and zoom in. Other hyperlinks will lead to the same page but in full page view. In a floor plan that covers lots of area in a factory or an office, you might have hyperlinks that you want to have people follow to get exactly to John Smith's desk. So great, you build the hyperlink that is connected in exactly this way to John Smith's desk. And lo and behold, no matter how big that floor plan is, zoom, there's John Smith's desk. So very, very handy way to link page to page and page to specific shape.
In the beginning of the model, you mentioned that it's possible to address bookmarks and Excel in the world.
Yeah.
Would you show it?
That's one of the things I love to do. So absolutely, yes, Alex, I'd be happy to do that. In this flowchart, we have a shape here that represents a policy manual. Let me bring it up in the center of the screen here. So it's a document object in this flowchart. I'm going to type Control K and open the hyperlink dialog. And now I'll do what I started to do incorrectly a few minutes ago. I'm going to click the Browse button and choose Local File. Now I have the Browse dialog open so I can rummage around my hard drive. I'm going to go to this Documents folder. And initially, it looks like this folder is empty. So what am I going to link to? Well, here's a very important, subtle but important thing to know. Visio assumes that it's the center of the universe, which in many respects it is, of course. But when you create a hyperlink in Visio, Visio assumes that if you're linking to a document, of course it must be a Visio document. So if you look in the lower right-hand corner of the dialog that's open, you'll see that the Visio files is the type in question. If I click that button, then what appears is a drop-down that lets me select other things: drawings, templates, stencils, workspace, and office files is the most common thing that I personally use. When I select office files, suddenly a bunch of things appear in the dialog. Now I see that I can link to an Excel document, a Word document, a PowerPoint presentation, a project plan. What I want in this particular case is the Human Resources Policy Manual Word document, and I'm going to click Open and OK, and now I have a hyperlink. And let's follow it. Control-click. And there is my Human Resources Policy Manual. It's a content-free document that just has some headings in it with some gibberish text, but it represents what could be a real document that's many pages long. Because all I did was create a link from a shape to a document, the document opens at the top. It's up to the user to navigate to figure out where to go. Let's do exactly what Alex asked about now. Let's get specific. To do this, the next thing, you need to know a little bit about Word and, in a moment, Excel. In the case of Word, what you need to do is know how to create a bookmark, a named location, inside your Word document. In Word, this has been true for generations of Word that you could do this. In Word 2013, you click Insert and then Bookmark. But first, we have to position within the document at the point where we'd like the bookmark to be. So let's go to the recruiting page because we're working on a recruiting flowchart. So I'm just going to scroll down here and I'm going to create two kinds of bookmarks just to make sure that you understand the difference. There's a bookmark that is at a specific point in a Word document, and then there's a bookmark that can cover a range of text. So right now I've got the cursor, the insertion point I believe is the technical term for it, positioned in front of the word recruiting. If I now click Insert, Bookmark, and type a name. Let's just go with something simple like recruiting. And I'll call this recruiting page because this is a bookmark that's at the beginning of the recruiting page. And click Add. I now have built a bookmark. The default settings in Word don't show you where bookmarks are in a document. There's actually, if you click File Options, there's actually a setting buried within Word that allows you to make bookmarks visually or visible within a document. I'm not going to bother to do that now, but they show up as a little I-beam, a little gray I-beam at the point where the bookmark exists. Instead, what I want to do is create a second bookmark, but one that is even more interesting in many cases because I can bracket a section of text with this kind of bookmark. Here, for example, is a paragraph, and I could be one word, it could be nine paragraphs, it could be any amount of text I want. I'm simply highlighting a section of text, in this case a paragraph. Now I'm going to do exactly the same thing. Insert bookmark, And in this case, I'm going to give it a different name. This is recruiting paragraph. So I the names can be anything, whatever I choose to call it. Click Add, and now I'm good. I'm going to close my Word document, save the changes. This Word document now has two bookmarks embedded in it.
A couple minutes about how to become a Word power user.
That's right. So we're not just making you Visio power users here, so there's a couple of Word power features as well. Good point. Let's edit this bookmark. I'm going to, this time I'll right-click just for variety. I'll right-click and choose Edit Hyperlinks. Control-K would still work just fine. In this case, what I want to do is add a subaddress. Here's another aspect of this hyperlink dialog that's kind of non-obvious. What I need to do is type in the name of the bookmark here to which I want to link. Word doesn't give me a way to browse and find it. As a matter of fact, if I let me do that. Let me go back to click on the button that says Browse next to subaddress, and Visio says, you know what? Word won't let me do that. So, no good. What I do need to do then is remember the names that I typed. So I'm going to type recruiting paragraph, and I'm going to use that one. The other one would take me to the page, but this is the more interesting one, I think. Type recruiting paragraph, click OK. And now let's follow the hyperlink. Remember, the Word document is closed. Let's Control-K and follow the hyperlink. How's that for cool? Not only did it take us to the requisite page, but it actually highlights the text that we previously highlighted. So the people using your diagrams, no contest whether this is better or not. They don't even have to think. This takes them exactly to the three paragraphs of the recruiting policy manual that are relevant for this step in the process. You might refer to this same policy manual 19 times throughout your process diagram. Every one of those hyperlinks can be customized and unique and take the reader to a specific bookmark. Now, you might ask, what about Excel? Let's try that. Let's go over here. We've got a make job offer. So I'm going to show you a couple of features rolled into one here. I'm going to bring a document shape onto the page, and I'm going to drop it down below the make job offer section here, or shape, and I want it to be connected to it, but I need to move this border first. What I could do is drop this right on the line, but that's not going to do what I want because, whoa, look at that. It's actually tried to insert it into my flowchart. Not exactly what I have in mind. Very often in Visio, undo is your best friend. So Control Z, boom, I'm right back where I started. What I really want to do instead is I want to drag this line and its accompanying text and move it down below this new shape that I've added. I'll drop it over here, and I'm going to use the auto connect feature I referenced in module 1. I'm going to hover over this little shape until those blue triangles appear, north, south, east, and west, any place where there isn't already a connector. And in this case, I'm going to just click the arrow, and look at that. It added the line for me automatically. I didn't have to do anything other than click. Didn't have to select the connector tool, drag, drop, anything. Just click, and the line is done. My purpose in adding this is because I want to put a budget spreadsheet under this make job offer. If I'm going to make an offer, I need to know what kind of offer to make. So I happen to have an HR dashboard workbook to which we want to link. So first, let's do the easy thing. Control-K. And this time I will browse to the local file, and I will go to the Documents folder. Once again, I have to change from only viewing Visio documents to doing Office files. I'm going to select HR Dashboard and click Open. Click OK. So now I've got a hyperlink. Let's just prove that and make it open. Here's the employee data page. Here's a dashboard page that shows me a little bit of information about what my salary ranges are. And by the way, this is a template document in Excel. All I did was go into Excel when I was preparing for this training, and I looked around among the various templates that exist to find something that looked reasonably interesting that was HR themed. And lo and behold, this is pretty good. Can we do the same kind of thing in Excel that we can do in Word? By creating named locations to which I can link? And the answer is yes, but unfortunately, for better or for worse, the process by which we get there is a little bit different. So here's your Excel power user quick tip. I'm going to want to link to this list of employee names and salary ranges in order to figure out what kind of offer I want to make. So what I'd really like to do is link to the top five employees on this list. So I'm going to just highlight those top five cells, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the key to creating a name is either to go to the Formulas tab and choose, click Name Manager, which pops up a little dialog that allows me to create a name in Excel, or you can also do a shortcut version, and that's type in this box in the upper left-hand corner. This is the name box in Excel. You may not notice it much. Normally you don't, because it just displays the row and column for a particular cell that you've selected or cell range. But in this case, if you type in it, you can actually create a name right there. So I'm going to create one called Top 5. So the word top, no space, the word 5, and press Enter. And just as an example, if I'm positioned anywhere else in this on this sheet, if I click the drop-down in the name box and select Top 5, it takes me straight there. So that's an example within Excel that range name applies to those 5 cells. I'm going to go back to the dashboard and save. And as you probably know in Excel, when you save an Excel document, it will open at the same place at which you saved it. So if I did nothing else but follow a hyperlink to this Excel document, it would open on the dashboard page. But let's see what we can do with our name now. I'm going to close Excel. Let's go back to our hyperlink here. We'll edit it. And this time, once again, I can't browse to Excel documents either, so I do have to remember the name and the proper spelling. But let's type top 5 and click OK. Oh, one other quick aside about the Visio hyperlink dialog. The description defaults to the file name of the document to which you've connected. If you wanted to say something else, you can. So maybe I want to spell it out, for example, like human resources budget, or whatever words make sense. By doing that, that affects the pop-up text. So now when I hover, you see human resources budget, not the file name. Take advantage of that to customize your hyperlinks. Control click to follow the link, and let's see what happens. A little magic. It opened at exactly the right place, the right page, and highlighted the cells that we asked to make visible as part of this hyperlink for this particular user. I won't take time to go into the specific syntax very much, other than to say that you don't have to assign names in Excel. You can actually use the row and column notation. You can create a hyperlink in Visio that links to a particular page name, use an exclamation point, and then put the cell reference, B7, for example. That will work. You don't have to assign names. So it's worth some experimenting. You'll find that you've got many spreadsheets and workbooks already in existence. This is a way to leverage them as part of your network diagrams, organization charts, timelines, anything where it's useful to refer back to the source data. PowerPoint, it is possible to link to particular slides. In the case of PowerPoint, the easiest way to do it is to type the slide number in the subaddress field. So link to the PowerPoint document, type a 3 in the subaddress field, and when you follow that hyperlink, it will typically open the slide presentation at slide 3.
So anything about the communication with the people, if I would like to communicate with the people directly from the diagram?
That's a great question. Let me close my Excel spreadsheet here. So here's my flowchart. Maybe I'm the one responsible for making a job offer, but I might need a little help occasionally. Maybe I want to be able to send a quick email to my boss to say, hey, is it okay if I make this offer to this candidate? What if we could build an email hyperlink directly into our Visio document? Here's how. Control K, open the hyperlink dialog. Building links to email is a little bit more arcane. You have to know some sort of funky World Wide Web syntax to be able to do this. Whereas with documents and web pages, it's kind of a given. It's kind of built in. But it's not hard. All we have to do is know the key word is the word mail to, M-A-I-L-T-O. And I will type that exactly, M-A-I-L-T-O, followed by a colon. That's the important punctuation. And then I'm going to put an email address. And my email address, and by the way, feel free to use this email address if you have any questions as you watch or after you watch this broadcast, scott@visiostepbystep.com. And I will leave it at that. There actually is syntax available to add a subject line, even the pre-fill the body text of the message. You can do all that right in your hyperlink. But for right now, let's do this. Let's click OK. I have an email address. If I hover, it says mail to Scott@visiostepbystep. Let's do it. Control click. Visio actually launches Outlook, which I don't believe was running on this machine. It wasn't at the time I clicked on that hyperlink. So it actually launched Outlook, started a new email, filled in the email address I specified. And if I had used the syntax to do so, it would have pre-filled the subject line, the body text of the message. So basically, two clicks, I send an email. One click follows the hyperlink. The second click sends the message. Make it easy for people. It's really cool.
Great. Do you know how to call to some people from the diagram?
I can do that?
Yes, you can. Wow, something that I can teach him. So.
Absolutely. I didn't know you could do that. What
yeah,
do you do?
Pretty much the same way as you used for the email address.
But okay.
You should write down T-E-L.
Like as in telephone?
Yeah, okay. Like as in telephone.
Let me do that. I'll do that for the interview candidate box. That seems like a good one. I want to call the candidate, right?
Yeah, let's do this.
So T-E-L.
T-E-L.
And then what?
The colon. Yeah, and after that, just to write down the phone number.
Okay. Do I need the country code? Is that a good idea?
That's a good idea, yeah, because potentially your candidate could be somewhere,
okay.
Right?
Okay. So in the case of the U.S., I'm going to put +1. One is the country code for the U.S., and I'll take a random non-working phone number, 555-111-1234.
Probably non-working.
Yeah, well, actually, I tried it last night just to make sure. So I know it's, and in general, the 555 area code in the U.S. is designed specifically to be non-working so that you can do things like this.
Oh, okay.
If you watch movies and television shows, you'll find that very often the phone numbers that they use, they start with 555.
Good to know.
Yeah. So anyway, I've done that. Let's see what happens. This is kind of cool. So I'm going to click Control-K. And it started Skype far out. And it's actually trying to call me via Skype.
Yes, and in you, if you have a link on your machine, it will probably start calling via link. Depends on what kind of tool do you use.
That's pretty cool. One of the things I love about Visio is there's always something new to learn, and I really didn't know you could do that. So pretty cool. Thanks. All right. Well, I think that's what we wanted to talk about for this module. We've talked about creating links to other pages in a Visio document and the fact that those links will work when you publish that document to SharePoint or as a web page or in PDF or other forms. Not only did we link to a specific page, but we linked to a particular shape on a specific page and even preset a zoom level. We linked to Word documents and Excel files, and we linked not just to the documents, but to named locations inside those documents. And finally, much to my surprise, not only could we link to email addresses, but we could link to telephone numbers too. So with that, I think we're finished with Module 1, and I appreciate your attention here. We will come back with Module 3, and in Module 3, we're going to talk about containers and lists, a very, very interesting feature to add structure to your Visio diagrams.